when it was just to have your thought on this sort of aspect that has been so predominant now in the West for the last number of years, and so much more increasingly the talk of news everywhere, I'm sure, as it is here in India even so. And that is the destruction of the world, Armageddon, or the peak of the way that all of our lives are evolving towards and living in an atomic age, industrial revolution, and on and on and on, with one thing happening after another. And what's going to happen? Well, my question is directed more to you, and being closely associated with Maya Baba, and what will it mean, what should it mean to any of us, if anything at all? Should we just go about and continue living a life in security and Baba's love? Should we think of doing anything? Let it pass our mind? Should it be on our mind?
Yes,
just
it's a good question.
Well, you're saying something.
The thing is, Walter, first of all, for the man of the world, it's a question, it's very terrifying, the very prospect. And naturally he will be so terrified, he wouldn't want to even talk about it. And if he were to be told about it, then he wouldn't know what to do. Should he continue the way that he should live, or should he not continue? Should he make plans for the future, or should he make plans for his graveyard, or whatever it be, you see? So it is terrifying. The prospects are very terrifying, you see. But for those who have heard of Baba and become aware of what he says is, so to them it shouldn't matter anything. They should continue to live as they have been living in thoughts of him, knowing fully well that the destruction, if at all, is to come day after tomorrow. Maybe by his blessings it will come the next day. We would want destruction to come ahead of its time, so that it will put an end to all the exploitation that is going on in the name of destruction. So, destruction means not, we are not concerned with the destruction of the world or anything of the sort. Why should we concern ourselves with the destruction of creation? Let the Creator, that's his business. We are concerned with ourselves, you see. Unless and until there is destruction within us, how can there be construction, you see? So we are considering our reconstruction, while the world may consider the destruction of the world. So, and what Baba wants us to do is to continue to live the way that we have been living, remembering him, depending upon him from day to day, or from hour to hour, or from minute to minute, or second to second, according to how you remember him and depend on him, and have nothing to do with the destruction of the world. Well, God will take good care about it. The one who has created will naturally be more concerned with the destruction. Why should we? We are concerned with what applies to us, and that's how he wants us. The sooner the destruction, the better it is for us within us. So we are concerned with this within ourselves. And let the world be concerned with the destruction of the world. What are we to do? What have we to do with that? So that's how I have gathered from Baba. Baba, at the time of partition also, Baba said, just don't feel unnerved or anything of the sort. What's there after all? Be where you are. Don't think that if you were to leave such and such country and come here, you will be safe. Why do you take it like that? You are safe nowhere and safe everywhere. If you have me, you are safe. If you do not have me, you are not safe at all. Every time it is. Not at the time of emergency, but every moment it is like that. To have you is anchoring yourself in safe waters. And not to have is well in disturbed waters. It's always. There are chances of even shipwrecks.
So our greater concern should be that...
To have him constantly.
Having him with us.
Yeah. So he is the anchor. He is the one that will keep you stable. and work out the reconstruction after the destruction.